everyone. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would like to be a part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon.
Episode number
37. Oh gosh, I'm way off.
Way off. All right. It's time to have fun.
I know. I've been having fun.
Yeah, so we had our race. It was actually 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago this weekend. This is July 5th. Happy birthday, America, yesterday.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the race we had, Pomona. Sprint triathlon.
Sheesh. Crazy.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was, all I can remember, it was like extremely hot and no wind.
Hot and no wind.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went over and we swam in the little lake.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it was seated start.
Just a small sprint.
Yeah, so seated start, so everyone went on there, leaving every 15 seconds.
And it was already hot on the swim for me.
Yeah, as soon as you got in the water, you noticed it was hot?
Yeah, I was like, great, this is not going to be a good race for me.
I liked it.
I almost bugged out and just stopped like 2 or 3 times.
Really? From a little sprint?
It's just a
little sprint.
Yeah.
So we had... So we did a 500 meter swim, right?
Well, yeah, 12 mile bike.
12 and a half mile bike, maybe.
So,
and a 3.1 mile run, right?
Yeah.
So I liked the swim. I was like comfortable.
My head was hot already.
Wow. And you seated yourself right behind me, so you were 15 seconds behind me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. And I started going to the wrong way to the...
You did?
To, you know, the first turnaround?
Yeah.
I started going that way towards.
You did what I did on triathlon.
Yeah.
Where I didn't look.
Yeah.
So, okay. But
the rest of the way I was good. Because I hooked up with some swimmers and I just started staying with them. And
okay.
I just followed them.
I think I swam up on 3 people. And one of them I know, when I did my stroke, I went down and I hit his goggles.
Sometimes you could just not like look up and you just pay attention to the people,
their feet
swimming next to you.
Yeah.
And you just follow them.
You actually could see their feet. Actually could see them.
Yeah. Then you don't have to even really sight and you can go really fast.
Yeah.
Unless they're going slow.
Yeah. And you can save a lot of energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah. And I did get up close to them and took some of their drafting.
And then that last turn buoy that went straight back to the where you were gonna get out, I started like sprinting there on the swim past mm-hmm. a couple people. And then you swim until you touch ground with your hand.
Yeah.
And then you get up.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were like trying to get up earlier.
Yeah.
There was a, remember when we were watching the start, there was like this little 7-year-old girl.
Yeah.
She just got there, started swimming, and just took off
mm-hmm.
like a little fish.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was 7.
That's what people were saying around her. She's only 7.
Yeah.
So that was cool. So I got out of the water. I went over to the transition, and the sprinklers were on.
Oh, I know. Mine was too when I was there.
Yeah. Well, I saw you when I was leaving. You
were like, oh, you saw me?
When you were coming in, I was leaving.
Oh,
so I figured I had at least 2 minutes on you there.
Oh, yeah.
If not 2.5 minutes, but then... Yeah, got on the bike.
By then, I just didn't care already.
Everything was wet.
Yeah, everything was sopping. I'm like, I came into the first transition. And I'm like, screw it. I'm not drying myself off.
You're wet already?
Okay. Yeah, my cycling shoes were wet. My socks were wet.
Yeah, everything was wet.
Yeah. And I remember you brought your...
My spray bottle?
Yeah.
I actually used it because there was grass on my feet. So I just used my spray bottle and I used my wet towel and got it off and just got on the bike and started going. We had to go out of transition and go left on this little gravel area to get out.
Yeah.
And then we're out on the bike. And I saw you on three turnarounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on the last one I saw you was the big long one.
Yeah.
And I figured I was 3 or 4 minutes ahead of you. And I'm like, oh, she's going to catch me on the run. I better get going. And then...
Yeah. It's like a Cat and Pepe.
Yeah, huh. kind of like our Cat and Pepe race. Yeah. Or training. But yeah, I saw you. I was like, okay, 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. If I go harder, I can make up some time. But she could still catch me on the run. I got to have like 8 minutes on you to make up so I could beat you on the run. And then I was eating my second fig bar.
You ate way too much.
I ate my second fig bar and I breathed it in. It went like down my lungs and I'm like coughing. And then it would go up into my nasal cavity and then I'd suck it down and then it would go back down into my lungs. Yep. It just kept going back and forth and back and forth.
I didn't eat anything. I just drank.
Then finally, I just kind of threw it up. So I hope you didn't see that on the road. If you saw that on the road, that was me. Yep.
It's all wet.
The fig bar on the ground.
Oh, I didn't see the fig bar.
Yeah. The only reason I was eating the second one because I accidentally dropped the first one going back out on the long leg of the bike. I
drank my Gatorade and then I didn't finish it all.
But I had fun on the swim and I had fun on the bike. And then on the...
What's that to do with the fig bar?
Well, I was just saying the fig bar. Except for that, I had fun. We had to go over the big highway bridge. That was a little
challenging. Yeah, I had fun too. It's just like, it was like, oh, this is fun. Oh, I'm hot. Oh, this is fun. I'm hot.
Yeah, then when I got off the bike, my little stomach...
Yeah, you ate too much.
No, it wasn't that. It was the little injury I got from doing the wind sprints up the hill.
Oh,
hill
yeah. Intervals. You're running without me.
Yeah.
Because me and John normally go sprinting up the hills together.
Yeah, or the track together.
And I was late for work one day, or late coming back from work one day. Yeah. John's like, I'm just going to go running without her.
That's me. Then I hurt myself. So I felt it. My little hernia, that's what I'm gonna call it, my little hernia. And then I got off the bike.
It's just a muscle pull in the groin.
And then, so I was gone out of transition and I didn't see you. So I must have made up at least another 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's when I wasn't caring.
And then I started the run and it was hot. I'm like, oh no, this run is hot. There's no wind, like you said. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, and then I was hot and I stopped at
the aid station.
Yeah, and the lady looked at my face and she's like, are you okay?
And that was a mile and a half in.
Yeah, she's like, take some ice, here's a fan. She started blowing the fan in my face.
Oh wow. Yeah,
I'm like, no. She's like, you want me to call someone? I'm like, no, I'm good. I said, I'll just go slow.
Yeah, then we started running, and about 2 miles in...
That's how I saw you last time, too.
I felt you. I felt your presence. And then we turned down like we were going to go down into the gully, but the gully was flooded. So we had to run on the grass.
I walked
off the side of the hill, and I turned around, and I saw you there. And I'm like, oh, she's going to pass me. And then you didn't pass me.
No. Because, I mean, I wanted to pass you, but then I knew if I was going to speed up. I was so hot. When I'm hot, so hot, I hyperventilate.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know why. Can't figure it out.
You did that in Cyprus that one year.
Yeah, so I just did my own thing, didn't care, and ran.
Yeah, so I finished, and then you finished. Overall, I think you were a minute behind me overall.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then... We went and took a picture at the, they had a little picture place. You could take your picture.
Yeah.
And then we went and got our stuff in transition and went to the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got in the car. I'm like, where are you going? If this is going to be our last race, we're going to go party with everybody. Right?
Yeah.
So we went back, had our pizza and beer. And
that was really
What
great.
Was that other drink you had that you had to get from the cooler?
Just Gatorade, cold Gatorade.
It was Gatorade?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I thought it was something else.
No, it was Gatorade.
Yeah, so while we were there watching the awards, then they got to Kate's awards and they called her name. She podiumed.
And I had the worst mental race. Yeah, because I was so hot. I thought I was tripping. I thought I was still out of it. I'm like, what? They called my name. And John's like, go.
Get out there.
Start taking pictures.
Yeah, so it was nice. You got your podium. That's the last time we were there, you got fourth.
Yeah.
So
this time I made third.
Yay.
Yeah.
And the one behind you was like right behind you too. Mm-hmm. You guys were running in together and you beat her.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that was the end of our season though, right?
Yeah.
No more?
It became summer.
And it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was going to take 2 weeks off, so I still got this weekend to take off, and then I'm going to start. I'll probably go back, and I'll just probably ride up here for a while. But you're doing a run focus training.
Yeah. So I am so enjoying my running again. I feel like it feels like the old days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what's your run focus training like? What is it? What do you do?
I do a 3 mile long run.
Slow run?
Yeah, that's a weird.
Slow.
It's 3 miles, but it should be longer, but whatever, I'll take
it.
So
ready.
I'm trying to lose weight and do a run focus. And I'm trying, at the same time, I'm trying to up my running and be better at running.
Mm-hmm.
So I can start going
like
faster.
Like
I used to, yeah. But it's also helping me lose weight.
So 3 mile long, slow run.
3 mile, and then the next day, 2 mile tempo, which I did today. And it was so awesome, and it was hot today. But I did 12:40 per mile for the first time in so long.
Yeah.
And then.
Because when you're doing the long training for the half Ironman, you're not running that fast. I mean, relatively speaking. For our ages, you know, we're not doing 10 minutes.
But I used to.
No, you used to do 8 minutes.
Yeah. No, but I did 10-minute miles before during triathlons, too.
When we were doing just sprints.
Yeah.
Yes.
and so I've just thought I've lost it because with my running, but really it's because we're doing triathlon. We're doing swimming, biking. By the time you get to the run,
you're tired.
I can't do my regular running, what I do.
Yeah, so we're doing running focus for you.
So
I'll do a biking focus for a couple weeks and then I'll start running. I just want to make sure my stomach thing is fine before I do that.
So the 3 mile slow, 2 mile tempo, 2 mile slow.
Recovery.
And then take a break or swim or bike on a day
easy.
And then
but
no running, and then start over again.
Repeat. Yeah.
So I'm on my second week now.
Your second set.
Yeah.
So you did your tempo, so tomorrow is recovery.
Boring.
And then Monday you're off. Then you do it again. And then I'm just waiting to tell. I'm looking at your numbers and I will tell you when you can increase it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you how much to increase it by. But right now, you just need to enjoy running again.
I know.
Yeah.
It was so awesome.
Instead of making it work. It's work, you don't like it, then.
I know. I had the best time today.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to work.
The best time.
Wow, your coach may know something.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so we're done really for the rest of this year, and it's July, because there's the Cypress is at the end of this month, and then there's another one in Katy at the end of next month.
Yeah, I just got burnout.
It's hot. Well, you've been training for, 10 months?
Yeah.
That's a long time of training.
I don't know how the pros do it.
They take breaks.
Like, how long are breaks?
I don't know, a month or two. Just depends. Like, if they do Some of them, if they do the early season, they want to qualify for Kona or World 70.3. They'll train for the spring, and then they'll taper off. They'll still train, but then they'll...
But also while I'm running, I still miss swimming.
Oh yeah, miss swimming. We'll do it.
And I miss biking.
We'll do enough of those when we get going again, so that we can start wrapping those up. But for right now, we're just doing a run focus for you. But then, so the pros, then they'll take like the summer off when it's hot. Not off, but, and then they'll pick it back up for the October Worlds. October Worlds. So, yeah, that's how they do it. So they actually have like two seasons. Then there's some people, they just keep going all year round, which then they get injuries and burnt out.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah. And speaking of world championships, so they're changing the rules on qualifying. So for not this year, next year, the 2026 season, if you want to go to Kona, full Ironman, they're going to do it differently. If you get first in your age group, you're automatically got a slot. If you don't want to go and it goes to second, and they don't want to go, it goes to third, and then that's it. It doesn't keep going. And then the slot goes to a pool. And then they look at this overall calculation of see who's next. So they'll take all the people that are going to go, that got the slots, one, two, or three, as far as the roll down. And then they'll go, and there's this chart. So I think the 24 or 25 to 29 year olds have one, and then everyone else is a fraction of that, men and women. And then they'll just take your run time or your triathlon time and then calculate it and then see where you fall in this chart.
Yeah.
And then they'll take the next top people from there. So you won't know when you leave if you're going or not to Worlds. For 70.3, and it's men or women, whoever's next in the slot is gonna, you know, get the chance.
Yeah.
But 70.3, it's gonna be men and women, broken individual or by their gender. So, so this is gonna be interesting. So you could be leaving and not know you're going to Worlds, or you think you may be going to Worlds, but you won't be. So.
I didn't really read about it.
Yeah, it's a big old calculation thing. There's a GTN on YouTube had a thing on it, on how it's calculated. But so if you're interested in doing that, just know it's different now. You don't just keep rolling down until you're the last one there. So if you want to go, you want to get your slot, be first in each group. If you want to go. All right.
I'd much rather do the little neighborhood ones, and it's really easy to podium.
What did I say when you got it? I'm like, you're going to Worlds. Yeah. That's funny. So next year, are we going to stick to the sprints again and just do three or four?
Sure, if you want.
But you don't want to do it in the... Do you want to do them in the spring? You want to do them in the fall? Because the summer ones are too hot for you. And I can beat you in the hot ones.
Not Pomona.
No? You don't want to go back and...
I mean, you can't beat me in Pomona.
I beat you there.
I just let you, because I had an I don't care attitude.
Did you hear that?
It's just all in the attitude. It's like, yeah. I don't care. I just plainly didn't care.
I know. It got hot, that's for sure.
I'm like, I'm just going to enjoy this.
It was funny, at the aid station, I went through it just like I did at the Panama City.
So what, you wanted to do long sprints, long ones again?
Not really. Those take a lot out of you for training. Although it did help my A1C score drop a little bit.
But we can go find like some longer ones.
Some Olympics.
We
can go travel.
Yeah, like we like to.
Do racecations.
Yeah. Dallas.
Austin.
Or whatever.
Yeah. We can go see.
We'll see, yeah.
We'll see. Okay. So.
Or we can just go to the small ones and keep trying to podium.
Yeah, I got fifth place, but there was only five.
I know, it's a really small Paul, small sprint.
Yeah, the first four, they like skunked me. There was no way. When people were running by me, I'm like, gosh, aren't they hot? They were like hauling by me.
And I was inspecting everyone that went by me.
Yeah.
And they had like bubbles all over their arms because they were dripping sweat.
Yeah. I had sweat coming down off the bill of my hat. It was just dripping constantly.
Yeah. And even this young guy we said the same thing.
That one guy said he was... Oh, there was that one guy that had one leg. He had that fake leg. So he was pretty cool running.
I think I was swimming next to him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see how he got out?
No.
I'm wondering if he had assistance.
I was going to wait and see. I'm sure he did.
Well, actually,
I think there was someone right next to him swimming.
Oh, he was actually ahead of me on the swim because I passed him on the bike. Oh. Yeah. So. Anyway,
but it was fun.
Anything nutrition-wise that we're changing?
I'm just having less carbs.
Less carbs?
For
more protein?
For being menopausal.
Yeah.
Now that
it helps you.
Having less carbs definitely keeps more fat off your hips and off your stomach because you eat just a little bit of carbs and you like blow up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we didn't care last night, though, at the fireworks.
No. We went to the fireworks. I didn't eat that whole burrito.
We went to the Freedom over Texas in Houston.
Well, I just had that burrito on the watermelon.
Caitlin ordered this burrito at a food truck, and it was like this big.
But I had to throw away the one half, so.
It was huge.
I just ate half and had a big old thing of watermelon.
And we're like, we could just ask people if they want it, but then people will be like, gross.
Yeah.
I want your food.
No, I don't want your germs.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just changing my way of eating. Yeah, more protein, less carbs. I still am eating carbs.
Yes, because you still need it to work out.
I'm trying to eat less sugar. Mm-hmm. But this running is taking off. Taken that off already.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. So, and I think part of that is when your body does get used to, like when you are doing the half Ironman training, your body's getting used to all that and it becomes more efficient. So you don't really lose weight.
No.
It's not like you're eating more. I mean, towards the end, you're burning a lot of calories, but it's holding on to what you got.
So annoying.
Seems like.
Yeah. And so I went back to running because I remember when I was just a runner, the pounds would just come off and it's really easy.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw those pictures. You were like really skinny. You were too skinny.
Yeah. So I did a bunch of tempo runs just like I am. Did long runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll get there. We'll get you. And then I think
I want to do my 10-minute miles again.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I was just at 14 during triathlon season. Now I'm up to 12.
But you know what I'm finding interesting is, like, even though we're older, my times are still getting better from the sprints that we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though my run sucks now than it does compared to them, my swimming and biking are faster.
Mm-hmm.
Although, there was one, that Cypress one we did last time, my run was better, which was kind of weird. I guess I did something right that day. But when we go back to training, instead of just training for sprints, I think we'll train for Olympics so we can do longer and then, but still do the sprints.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you do sprint training, you're training specifically for sprints. Which are shorter distances, so you keep everything shorter. But if you do it a little bit longer, it's like I wouldn't do that with a half Ironman or full Ironman training unless you're going to be a pro or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would wipe out your body.
Yeah.
You'd be tired all the time. But as yeah. far as doing sprints, you could go a little longer and then just increase the mileage just a little bit.
I'm just gonna always be a runner, always, no matter what.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I like talk to people, like I have patients. I work with the doctor I work for. My patients get on the treadmill, the stress test, and they're like, oh my gosh, and their hearts, they just have like some cholesterol problems, and the doctor wants to just test them for a stress test. And they're like, and comes out the stress test is normal, so they had a hard time on the treadmill, so they're just poorly conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't either.
No.
That's no fun.
No.
Even just the 2 weeks off, I'm like, oh gosh, I got all these aches and pains.
I know.
Just from the niggles when my body's...
Yeah.
Because your body's recovering and healing
mm-hmm.
from all that training. Then you're going to start it back up, so...
I think I'm already healed.
Good.
I feel awesome.
Yeah, well, you just kept going. You were just annoying because you didn't have any plan. You're like, I don't want a plan. I don't want structure. So you would just go out there and do whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't work either.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe yeah, else. Just trying to have fun.
Have fun.
Fun.
It was fun. We did have fun before that race. We were having fun.
What race?
The Pomona. Oh, because we went on a bike ride.
Yeah.
We went on the bike ride. We took our old red bikes out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, wow, that was fun. We went on our old bike course that we did on yeah. the bayou and over to the
yeah.
University of Houston campus and rode mm-hmm. through there and came back.
Like, yeah,
that was fun. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
And you even rode your bike to work.
Yeah.
In the heat.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, riding bike to work, I think that's done.
That's done until September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my scrubs were sticking to my body.
Yeah, and you had your backpack, so your back was wet.
Yeah, and then I could smell myself all day.
Ew. That's no help for anybody. Ew, gross. Go home, change, take a shower.
I don't think I smelled that bad, but...
Okay. All right, I guess that's it. We're
yeah.
going to cut it off now.
Yes.
It's time to take a nap.
Yes.
Because we're up past midnight. That's mm-hmm. that's rough for us. And you got up early.
I didn't... I went to bed at 11:30.
Okay, I went to bed at midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So... That's all we got. So stay addicted.
And try.